Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Happy Friday, guys, from DFW Sports Station, the home of America's team. Sean and RJ on 105.3 The Fan. I can't wait to see how this plays out. There's certain sports formulas that I've been hesitant to buy into. Like, my brain is telling me I lost a lot of money on the Denver Broncos in the Super Bowl against Seattle. Mom, turn it off. Don't listen to this. But I just didn't believe that, like, in this era of offensive football, that the number one defense would win out, and they did, and they dominated.
In this climate?
That was Seattle.
No, it was Denver, Carolina.
Denver, Carolina. Yeah. And we had Seattle.
Seattle beat Denver.
Yes.
Remember, that was that high-powered offense Denver had.
Yeah. That's what I lost. Denver, Seattle. And I was like, no, they're going to be able to score 24 points with Peyton Manning and that offense.
No, you're right. It was the Carolina one. That was the one that you couldn't figure out. Yeah, you didn't believe that they could win. Seattle, I don't think anybody picked Seattle because nobody thought that great defense could stop a great offense in this era.
Yeah, so that was my heart saying, no, offense, they're going to be able to score 24 points. And the brain is like, no, look at the defensive numbers. And another one of those arguments is the issue of a number one wide receiver. And that is going to be a focus all year long with the Dallas Cowboys. And you have said for a while now, you do not need a number one wide receiver. They don't have one. When you look at last year's playoff teams, of the top 10 paid wideouts in the NFL, the overwhelming majority did not make the postseason. That's what the numbers. That's what the numbers showed. That you sit there as a top 10 wide receiver and you're still not going to the playoffs. So now people are writing about this when it comes to America's team. In fact, the only wide receivers who went to the postseason last year on the top 10 paid list, Antonio Brown, yes. Julio Jones, yes. And I'm sorry, Alshon Jeffrey was also a yes. No's for DeAndre Hopkins, A.J. Green, Devontae Adams, Dez Bryant, Demaryius Thomas, T.Y. Hilton, Doug Baldwin. So only three out of the top 10 paid wideouts made the playoffs. And Rick Goslin has a piece in the Dallas Morning News saying, here's why the Cowboys don't need a number one wide receiver to make a Super Bowl run, even though every time they've gone to a Super Bowl, they've taken a franchise wideout along with them. Bob Hayes, 70s. Drew Pearson, also 70s. Michael Irvin, 90s.
Mm-hmm.
But he's still saying you don't need it. T.O., Larry Fitzgerald, and Randy Moss ranked 2, 3, 4 in NFL history in receiving yards. They have all the touchdowns. They have all the statistics, yet there isn't a single Super Bowl ring to be found among them. There have been 18 Super Bowl champs since the year 2000, of course. Seven of them did not have a 1,000-yard receiver. 11 of them didn't have a wideout catch at least 80 passes. Only two of the last 18 champs had wide receivers voted to the Pro Bowl. Greg Jennings with Green Bay in 2010, Marvin Harrison and Reggie Wayne, 06, with the Colts. The Patriots, even with 5 Tom Brady rings, did not have a wideout voted to the Pro Bowl of any of those 5 championship teams. David Givens, Troy Brown, Deion Branch, Julian Edelman. When they were setting records with Wes Welker and Randy Moss, they never won a Super Bowl, and the Eagles won it last year without a Pro Bowl wide receiver. Also didn't have a 1,000-yard receiver. Their leading target, Zach Ertz, finished 19th in the NFL in catches, 30th in yards.
We looked at this study last year. Rushing efficiency is essentially worthless in terms of winning. Having a number one wide receiver is essentially worthless in terms of winning. You need two things to have a successful NFL team: an efficient quarterback and a top 10 scoring defense. That's basically what you need. If you have both of those, you're going to be terrific. Like, you give me a top 5 defense over a quarterback that's not a game changer. So you give me Brady, Manning, Rodgers, their prime. I'll take those quarterbacks over a top 5 defense. But if you can give me a top 5 defense, I would take that over anybody else. There's no doubt about it. And if you go and look,
may not make this point, you know, associated with the Cowboys.
It's not, because they don't have a top 5 defense.
Right.
So, you know, they're building their team in a smart way by not paying a top wide receiver, but they still need to get that top 5 defense. And, you know, if defense is ranked number 1 or number 2, have won 60% of the last 20 championships. I mean, in scoring. That's just the way it is. I mean, that's how you win. You know, Brady has won his 5 rings. It's no coincidence that the years he didn't win, they did not have a good defense. And it's no coincidence that every time he's won, they've had a top 8 scoring defense. There's only been 3 titles since the year 2000 that have been won with a defense in the double. The Colts, the Saints had a scoring defense that wasn't great, and the Giants had the 25th scoring defense. That's it. And think of what those things needed. The Saints needed to have really good fortune in the NFC Championship game. The Giants had to have a lot of luck.
Yeah.
And the Colts had to face Rex Grossman. So, like, it took a lot to win. I mean, it doesn't come easy.
This is the end of Rick Gostin's columns. And see if y'all buy into this. 877-881-1053. Autoflex Leasing Fantech. Without a Jerry Rice or Michael Irvin on the outside, Carson Wentz and Nick Foles threw the football where their reads of the defense took them. They didn't have to force passes to anyone. Follow your progression. Someone will be open. And that's the type of passing offense the Cowboys will have in 2018 with this young group. The ball will go where Dax Reeds take him. It may be Beasley one week and Michael Gallup the next. So Jerry's greatest fear has finally been realized. The Cowboys no longer have a lead receiver, but history tells him there's no need to fear the unknown. Time to embrace the Eagles, Patriots, Seahawks, and Ravens like they've done in recent championship seasons. Take advantage of the quantity in your receiving core, not the quality of one receiver. So this is another head versus heart thing for me. My head is saying, okay, there's numbers here. There's evidence to support that, you know, this wide receiver group and passing offense will be fine. My heart is telling me it won't be. I'm petrified of it. Scared to death.
Yeah, you know, I keep looking at Detroit. I can't get past it.
Yeah, but there's a big difference.
I understand. Matt Stafford's a great quarterback. Yeah. I understand that.
Yes.
But, you know, and Dak Prescott might be a great quarterback too. At some point. I mean, we're not going to know how good Dak is for 5 more years. That's just the reality of the NFL, like from these young quarterbacks. It takes them a little bit of time to get going, you know, to where the point that they're just elite of elite and they wake up and they win 11 games. Even the best of the best take a little time to really get over their inconsistencies, you know? It's just, and I think that's what we're going to have to look at that, and that's going to happen with Dak.
Well,
he may never get there. He may not.
Yeah.
He may be dead by then.
But also, there's a lot of factors, whether it's an elite defense or an elite quarterback carrying other guys and elevating them. So, like, I know you're going to give me Carson and Dak, or even through the beginning of their careers. Right now, everyone, you know, thinks that Carson Wentz is a better player, that he can carry an offense that has, you know, still good weapons and Alshon Jeffrey and Zach Ertz. I don't believe Dak Prescott can elevate other guys right now. I hope he proves me wrong. If he does it this season, I'll change his mind. But Carson Wentz proved that last year. Dak has worse weapons. He has inferior weapons to what Carson Wentz had last season, and he's not as good. He's not as accurate throwing the football. He's not as good of a playmaker. So that's why I don't think that, you know, Gostin's point here is something that the Cowboys can copycat because of the wide receiver group and Dak not being as good as Carson Wentz.
Yeah, the only thing I look at it with Dak is I do think that he clearly forced the ball to Dez at times.
No doubt. No doubt. No doubt.
And that won't obviously that won't happen this year. Yeah. Now maybe he'll find a new favorite. Who knows? You know, the Cowboys certainly don't have a top five defense. It's not horrible, but it's not a top five defense or anywhere close to it.
Yeah.
You know, but and he's not as good as Matt Stafford. He's just not. But look at it.
It is weird how the Lions pass game got better without Calvin Johnson.
Yeah, but that's it. Dak wasn't as good as Calvin either. You know, so they're not losing as much.
Dak, you mean Dez.
Oh, sorry, Dez. Yeah. So they're not losing as much as Detroit did.
Yeah.
But also looking from this standpoint, maybe they're doing it now and it's process. You know, it doesn't have to happen this year where, you know, maybe for Jason it does, but it doesn't necessarily. They're building towards something else. Maybe that's what they're doing.
All right, so that's the latest. The Cowboys' number one wide receiver argument throughout the entire season. And let's see what Michael Gallup.
Dallas Cowboys.
Of the Dallas Cowboys. Let's see the impact of Michael Gallup as well. Have we started with this World Cup yet?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, okay. It is on. France and Uruguay are about 12 minutes in right now.
Oh, okay. Well, they started right at 9 then. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, there you go. Of course, we told you about the Rangers. They held on to win last night 7-5 in Detroit, even with the rain. And today it'll be Bartolo Colon on the mound against Jordan Zimmermann. Pre-game at 5:30, first pitch at 6 o'clock. The Nationals, full-out panic, having a team meeting. They were down 9-0 yesterday and came back to win that game. And you also have Ichiro playing around with the Home Run Derby. That's the baseball story that Choppy is in love with.
In love with it. There's a chance that Ichiro is the home run in the Home Run Derby. And his batting practice is like the stuff of legends. It's been just talked about that he could go and hit home runs at any time he wants in batting practice because he's just such a great hitter. And even though he's in his 40s, I would pay to see this. I would love to see it. I hope it happens because there's no Gallo, there's no Judge, there's no Harper in the Home Run Derby. And to be quite honest with you, like the Home Run Derby last year would have been relatively,
awesome, right?
It was awesome. You know, Aaron Judge was amazing in it. Miguel Sano was amazing in it. It'd be pretty boring if those guys weren't in it, right? I mean, so then they're not going to be in it.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.